Let's go ahead and get started. I'd like to call the Reno 7 Planning Commission workshop meeting for Wednesday, March 4th, 2015 to order. Stand for Pledge Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving on to the next item. Roll call, please.
Kevin Weinstein.
Here.
Ben Kaufman is absent. Peter Gower.
Here.
Paul Lewis.
Here.
Charles Reno.
Here.
Kathleen Taylor.
Here.
Jason Wilson.
Here. Thank you. Next item is public comment. This item is either for public comment on any action item or for any general public comment. Michelle, do we have any requests to speak forms?
No, we do not.
With that, I will close public comment. Go to number four, which is approval of minutes.
Commissioner Weiske, so moved.
Do we have a second?
Commissioner Gower, second.
All right, I have a first and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Abstentions.
Do we have any abstentions? I looked on the thing, we didn't have any. All right, no abstentions, so let the record show it passed. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you. Everybody but Doug. All right, moving on to item number five, Planning Commission goal settings. All right, we turn it over to Nathan here.
All right, thank you. For the record, Nathan Gilbert, Associate Planner. In the interest of time, in past years, we've come cut it a little close with reaching our goal conclusion. So I just want to make sure that you've all had a chance to review the staff report, which highlighted 2014's Planning Commission goals and status updates on work that you've done or staff has done to further those objectives. And we can certainly go over them one by one, or we can address them if you had any questions. Just to ensure that we have an opportunity to fully vet our 2015 goals. I'll turn that over to you, Mr. Chair.
All right, so we were looking at our goals here. Did everybody have a chance to look at these? Do we have questions or concerns or discussion?
Commissioner Weiske, I have a couple of discussion items. Under communications, number one, one of our goals in the past has been to have an enhanced communication with City Council on planning related decisions. And I think that's great. I don't know how often it's done, but we've got some new people sitting with us tonight. Maybe staff could kind of re-explain again to us how we can go talk to City Council members legally without breaking any open meeting laws or having to recuse versus just disclose for either party. So that we can open up that line of communication even more. I think it's more valuable now with NABs coming back than maybe in the last couple of years.
Okay. Claudia Hansen, planning manager. I don't think Greg is here yet. So on communication, always disclose. I mean, it's your safest bet. Just if you've had a conversation, just disclose. And then on speaking to a council person, you each represent a ward, or most of you represent a ward. So that is your council person to go to for issues in your ward. We also have Councilman Delgado as our liaison. So if there are more general issues, he would be your go-to council person. I would say don't discuss cases with them or specific projects moving forward. That save that for a public hearing setting. But if there are specific issues or outreach ideas you have, your council person for your ward, or if it's the at-large person, would be the person to go to, or Councilman Delgado as our liaison.
Also, in the context of this meeting, this is an opportunity. These goals will be transferred into the Planning Commission's annual report to the City Council, and the City Council will be forwarding that to Regional Planning. So part of this is an opportunity to highlight your priorities as a commission to the City Council through this written document.
Chairman. Commissioner Wieske, I had another item I'd like to bring up with staff.
Please do so.
As a goal for 2015, and that's on page 3, on-premise signs and lighting. And I know that staff is going through, as directed by council, reviewing sign ordinance this year.
Yes.
And I would just like to express my concern for the allowable, current allowable heights of monument signs, to what they are and how they're measured. And I look forward to seeing what revisions come forward in the near future as you're doing your revisions.
Okay, thank you. I'm working with the city attorney's office right now to come up with a draft on the sign ordinance right now, and we're going to do extensive outreach and workshops with select groups, probably the sign industry, Scenic Nevada, the planning consultants of the community, and then probably go back to a workshop with the Planning Commission. So we'll go through all that. I'll put your comments into there. There should be extensive community outreach on that.
Okay. I just as a specific note, I remember 10 years ago or so when a particular burger fast food restaurant was coming to town, and they said that, you know, they had to have a sign height of so high as they were close to the freeway, and that's what makes their outlets so successful. And yet I've seen that same business in other parts of the Western United States where they're very successful with low sign heights. So maybe it isn't so important anymore.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
It's a good topic.
That's all I have.
Thank you. I had a question about this, Commissioner Woosley. So the solar project exemption ordinance, is that pretty much, well, I mean, I know we had that on there. We had a lot of solar project activity, but just kind of want to see what you guys are seeing on the horizon with that and if that's a topic that we still need to be.
That was addressed. You recommended adoption, and council did approve that. So it's codified in Reno Municipal Code. So solar structures with certain parameters are exempted as long as they're accessory. You were seeing a lot of probably unnecessary special use permits for folks just trying to do pretty simple and benign accessory solar structures. And so we adopted certain criteria that would preclude them under, you know, certain square footage thresholds from going through a discretionary review.
And since that's gone through, have you guys seen quite a few come through that have been successful where this has paid off, or they haven't gone to go through the process?
We've had a couple come through since that adoption. And actually, when they come through now, they just go straight to building permits, so Nathan and I don't see them as often, but we haven't had any complaints. I can say that. But I think the school, probably, there's a school in the Northeast, I think, that went in without review.
Well, the Montessori school is a case tonight. They just put in the whole solar array, right?
Mm-hmm.
Straight to building permit. But if I recall, it was averaging 3 to 4 a year when we did that ordinance, which would now go to building permit.
Perfect. Thank you. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Commissioner Taylor?
Commissioner Taylor, I just back under communication, under the status, it seemed like we had a presentation by staff on the master plan update, and it sounds like you guys are doing some really cool things with partnerships and social media. And I don't know if that should be under status now, but it seems like you guys we're making some progress in that area specifically.
We are, and you will have a presentation and update at your next meeting at 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay, great. And then do we want to add anything to the NABs specifically since, because it's in there generally, was there anything in here prior? This is my second workshop.
You could bring that up under future goals, through the chair.
Okay.
So I think we're just looking for comments and questions and discussion on last year's goals.
On last year's goals, okay.
That was Claudia Hansen.
And I guess Commissioner Taylor, just one more thing. I would like to make a very positive statement on the preparedness. The page numbers make such a big difference. Thank you.
It's the little things in life.
It is the little things.
All right. Any others at the moment?
Commissioner Gower, this is my first workshop, so excuse the naivete about the process, but just looking through some of these items, I thought that it might help, I guess it struck me that there wasn't, the umbrella context that I was looking for. I mean, these are all great pieces of information, food policy, and we talk about LED or the lead component and the bicycle pedestrian amenities, but I guess I was missing the piece that tied it all together. And I know the master plan is there, and I want to talk about this too when we move forward to the 2015 goals and when we review these projects. I think one of the things that would help me personally, and this is just an opinion, that I'm sort of a context guy. I like to have that when I'm looking at a project. I like to know what the context is for the project around it, citywide, regionally. It's sort of that string that ties it all together. So I thoughts, I guess, on that, looking for discussion, ideas, talking about, I guess, let's just open it up for feedback.
So when you're talking about, Commissioner Woosley, talking about overview, are you talking about like how things have gone for the year? What are the different things? I guess when you say overview, like for 2015, if we're going to look at the year ahead or look at the year behind, what would be a 50,000 foot view of, is that what you're looking for, of kind of how the whole thing is working?
Yeah, and we talked about some of the things in here, like sort of under this umbrella of sustainable development, bicycle, pedestrian, green building, those sort of things. Is there a unit that ties it all together, a goal for the city? I know they had a green initiative at one point, so that's kind of that first piece. What's the driver? And then the second piece, the context that I would be looking for, is like when we're looking at a zoning map, it's hard to know, okay, if we say yes or no to this, okay, we're looking at adjacency, but what's the broader context of it? How many multifamily units are we adding to the city? You know what I'm saying? It's that comprehensive or the cumulative impact, I guess, of the decisions that we make. It's hard to get a feel for that. Again, it's only my, 10th meeting, so I'm still getting the hang of this, but those are some of the things that came to mind when I looked through this.
Well, Commissioner, I agree with you. That's why, so some of this is kind of nice because we look at the 2014 and we get to see is some of the things that we brought up, is it working? Kind of like asking, okay, we made the ordinance with the on the solar project.
Right.
I'm sorry, the exemption. And, is that review process working or that process that we talked about working? Same thing with the sustainable foods, like I said, the kind of the green initiatives, mm-hmm. things like that. And I think that is the time to bring it up, whether we're allowed to talk about project specific and numbers. I guess we could look at years past numbers of what actually did happen. But are you looking at four forecast numbers for potential future impact, saying, hey, we think these many type of developments are going to come along? And
yeah, Mr. McGower, again, it's like when you're looking at a development in a floodplain, right? If you have so much development come in, you're going to add fill to that floodplain. What's the impact on the other development in the floodplain? How is that going to change the level of the potential floodwaters in that area? When we go through and make these evaluations of site-specific projects, what are the broader impacts of it? That's kind of...
Commissioner Wieske, I almost see your... I believe I understand what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And I believe that what you're asking for is more project-specific and should be more of the discussion per project as we're moving forward. Similar to what I have taken in the past, several different lines of question on projects that have increased density in the South Meadows area, and how close are we getting to maximum capacity? Is it going to prevent future developments? Is it prohibiting somebody from developing who has not submitted, because this next project is going to be looking at it? And I don't know that that's what we have used for goal setting in the past. It's more project specific, and I have, as I did this evening a half hour ago, sat down with Nathan and reviewed some questions I had on projects we're going to see next hour. And then I'll bring those back up, but I needed a better understanding of what was going on just to kind of rest some questions in my mind. And I think that's more project specific, not our goals for the upcoming year or reviewing our past goals to see what things we might have initiated or discussions we've had with staff to make the Planning Commission more efficient and the community moving forward in a positive manner. Now I'm going to pick on food policy. Food policy came up a year and a half, 2 years ago. And for those of us who have been sitting on it for 3 years or more, we never thought about food policy, yet now it's one of our goals, and it's one of staff's goals to see how it can be incorporated into the future. City Council has taken it on as a goal to incorporate things in the near future. So it's a stepping stone, and I believe that's how we've used our goals in the past to move forward progressively, but not too specific. I mean, leave it broad, leave it open, and we have had some things that have been specific. My mentioning this evening of, you know, glad staff's looking at sign ordinances, and I look forward to seeing what comes in on heights for signs. That would be more specific under one of our goals if we carry that goal forward for 2015. I think mostly what we do with tonight's meeting is reestablish existing goals that we've liked and have made us better, and modified or dropped goals that have been completed and aren't required anymore. Maybe an ordinance has been passed, it's resolved, it's part of staff's review or code enforcement's review or who's ever. From here on out, and we don't have that as a goal anymore.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Olivas, maybe it sounds like a little bit maybe what I'm hearing, I don't know if it's what you're saying, but I'm thinking different, more like a mission statement. What's our mission, and then how do these goals support that? Is that what you're getting at, kind of the framework, the umbrella for why do we even just have a bunch of goals out here anyways?
Right, and I think that is the first part of what I was getting at with the food policy and the pedestrian bicycle amenities. It's that, and I guess it goes back to that council direction. Mm-hmm. What's the purpose of these sort of sub-components? So, it is sort of like a mission statement.
Yeah,
that's a good comparison. Yeah.
That said, do we have, Commissioner Olivas, do we have as a planning commission, anything like that, or the planning group for us, or what is our
you
main
haven't
mission?
In the Claudia Hansen, you haven't in the past, but if you could add one to your goals, to begin them with a mission statement. There's nothing that prohibits that.
I guess I would kind of expect that would come from council a little bit too, as to what's our charge, what are we supposed to do. So.
Well, the council has their priorities, which is on the wall, which I can read to you if you'd like. But this is really planning commissions. I would keep those in mind, that those are their priorities, but you look at development at a different angle from city council. You advise them on a lot of development projects. So I think you need to establish your own goals as the planning commission, keeping theirs in mind.
And it's going to be forwarded to them, and that's the way for you for to form a, excuse me, Nathan Gilbert, so as a planner, it's a way to formally let them know what you as a commission, the planning commission, what your priorities are. They have their priorities. This is an opportunity to share yours with how you view development and your function.
Just to play, Commissioner Wieske, just to play devil's advocate, you know, if city council really wants to promote red buildings, maybe we have a reason that we want to promote black buildings or blue buildings or purple buildings. In support of what staff is saying, we've always established our goals in the past as our goals. They're similar to what city council is. Obviously, we want to grow in the direction that our leadership is taking us, but we are also leadership. And it doesn't hurt to have parallel goals.
Commissioner Gower, just going back to what Commissioner Olivas said, I think maybe the piece that would help me is that, you know, when we have these sort of specific pieces in here, like the LEED buildings, pedestrian, bicycle safety, going back to those, is there a more comprehensive vision that we're looking at for our city that those fall under that bigger umbrella? That's more of a, because when I think of a goal, and again, I'm sorry if I'm derailing things here in this workshop, it's my first one.
It's a workshop circle?
If.
We'll not derail.
I mean, I think of a goal as, I mean, a real broad statement, right? That's your broadest statement. Promote economic vitality in our region, and then you have sub-objectives, and then you have the more specific actions that get you up to those objectives, that get you up to that goal. Sort of like, yeah, this is, we've got a vision, but this is more, I'm looking at the city of Reno vision here. I mean, ours should be more related to arrangement of land uses and buildings and structures in the city, right?
Commissioner Wieske, if I'm going to pick on pedestrian bicycle safety amenities for a few minutes, and Mr. Chair, if I can, I mean, this is one of the things I would like to see for a future goal, and maybe this is a good time to start future goals, but you know, we worked closely with RTC on redoing some of the, enhancing some of the streets around the city of Reno. They have done lane reductions, they have done lane expansions, they being RTC, has added bicycle lanes, things like that. Our goal was to work with RTC in the projects that we saw coming up where appropriate to enhance RTC's goal of adding bicycle lanes and making room for better traffic and bus stops and that type of thing. Our goal was generic in that. If we wanted to be more specific, we could. And I'm going to pick on Midtown for a minute, because I've said this in past workshops with RTC and Planning Commission, that you know, maybe South Virginia Street is not appropriate for rapid transit between California and Mount Rose Street. maybe it should be moved off to Holcomb Street to make the street safer for those bicycling, and it's a narrow street, and parking, we're trying to widen the sidewalks to make the sidewalks more appropriate. Well, we, you know, if we start moving in on the lanes of traffic, something's got to give. And you can't have buses stopping in the middle of the street, picking up passengers and dropping off passengers, and allowing for a flow of traffic. Or maybe it's the reverse of that. Maybe vehicular traffic isn't appropriate anymore for that section of Virginia Street. I mean, if we wanted to make set a specific goal like that, now you're talking about probably setting up additional workshops. You're setting up additional meetings. And that hasn't in the past been what our goal setting process has been about.
Right.
But with staff's input and or support, I mean, maybe it's time for that, or maybe it's we've been doing a good job and we need to keep doing that, and then feeding our information, as has been done in the past, to RTC and saying, you know, I think maybe at a planning commission or several planning commissions in a row, you should get on our agenda and we should have open discussion and work towards a specific area that the planning commission sees needs some help. And we need to work together and plan for 2018 when funding is available for something in Midtown. Mm-hmm. And again, strictly a hypothetical situation that for discussion.
Go ahead.
I don't disagree with any of that. I think that's exactly the piece that I'm looking for. Isn't more detail. It's when we're in position to make a decision within that space. What I'm looking for is something a step up from that. That is something like if we're talking about pedestrian space in Midtown or transit in Midtown, it's a goal would be promoting the transit land use connection in our city. So I know that when I'm making a decision, that my decision not only aligns with what the, you know, that specific goal is in this document, but then that broader objective for our region to promote land uses that are supported by transit and vice versa. I mean, we're already working with RTC and doing those things. Complete streets projects are awesome. I think complete streets is an outfall of a desire in the city to connect land uses with transportation system. So that's kind of what I'm looking for, is that context piece that supports these and also supports my decision-making process on the commission.
Commissioner Woosley, I mean, how do we do that without making it a finding? And that's a question for staff as well.
I would agree. Claudia Hansen. In that your decision-making should be based on findings, always. Your goals are more things you want to accomplish for the year, like outside of the projects. If you look at projects, you might see, like for the solar one is a good example. We were getting these special use permits coming forward, and we realized that they were just kind of pointless. We weren't getting anything out of them. The neighborhood wasn't getting anything out of them. So that came in under environmentally friendly design incentives, to develop incentive and strategy policies sensitive to the environment, promote resource management, and encourage lead development. And so that was the goal, and by making it easier for those solar projects, it's something you learn by reviewing projects, which you, by reviewing those, you use the findings in reviewing those. But on the goal, you see, okay, these are coming through, this is the kind of project we want, so we want to make it as streamlined as possible for those. So we put that into the goals. That's something you want to accomplish for the year, is to support those kind of developments. So you learn through the projects that you support or deny through findings, and then how you want to address this in the future, you address through your goals, if that helps.
Nathan Gilbert. We're also in the process of updating the master plan, which is the overarching goals. The planning has to be consistent with the master plan. So in that revision, Planning Commission's input is going to be critical to establish and narrow those goals when you make a recommendation to council to adopt those.
Commissioner Woosley, to play the opposite side, if we have goals but we don't have findings to back them up, how can we then really push to go down that route and say a project in every way doesn't support one of our goals because they are just completely ignoring whatever our goal is? And again, it would be a perfect opportunity to do it, but yet we can make the findings, all the other findings, so then therefore we're kind of forced to move forward with that. So how are we then obtaining our goal, or the community goal?
Commissioner Taylor, I think I was in this a very similar position last time we did this, and the way I got my arms around it was the goals are the 20,000-foot level of this agency that allow us to make decisions on a monthly basis at a more detailed level using the findings. So they have to be specific enough that we can follow them and obtain them, but broad enough that we're not breaking them every month or going against them when we have to look at the findings. So that's, I don't know if that helps, but I mean, I think when I was looking at a goal setting workshop, we all work for different kind of agencies. You have goals and you have your objectives and your tactics and how you're going to get there. And this is just, it's a little bit more broad than that, at least in my opinion.
Well, then maybe, Commissioner Woosley, maybe there's the middle piece of how are we going to get there piece. Mm-hmm. Without putting it in our findings, how are we going to encourage certain types of our goals to be implemented into projects that come before us?
And we can, Claudia Hansen, we can do that in follow-up workshops. If once you set your goals tonight, we can bring this back for additional workshops or discussion next month to develop almost an action plan. Of which you want to do that, whether it's through, it depends on what your goals are, whether it's addressed through the master plan update or code update or however it is, or additional outreach. Some of them have been community outreach. Those were addressed. Some of you attended NAB meetings in the past. RCI was part of it. So it depends what your goal is, but we may want to have follow-up meetings to develop more of an action plan on this.
Commissioner Woosley, just to piggyback, to go back to our pedestrian and bicycle safety amenities, you know, to me, it's more than that, and maybe that should be retitled. And also, is the status of it may not necessarily encompass entirely everything that we're looking for. And so maybe it is the squeaky wheel that gets greased, and that's what workshops are for, to constantly bring back RTC or other agencies or people in Midtown or whatever to constantly being the loud voice to make something happen. I don't know, these are all just thoughts. And once again, we're looking for discussion.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Reno, as I reviewed the goals and as I looked at it, I liked pretty much what we've had in the past and like to push most of those forward. There's a couple ideas that I have for future goals, but I look at them as something that, as we get an analysis, and I've seen this in some of the analysis, where you say this meets the goal of the Planning Commission. Sometimes they speak to that goal, and that's what I'd like to see more of from staff, is when we get it on a month-to-month basis, to say, oh, you know, this bicycle amendment speaks to your goal of the Planning Commission to have a safer bicycle, and I've seen that. And I'd just like to continue to see that, and maybe it's worth a whole section for a separate goal analysis inside our reports, to where we know how is this project implementing some of our goals. And I think that would be easy, and that would keep us in the forefront of our minds, and then we can know what those goals are and keep it going for the whole year. A thought.
Commissioner Woosley, I mean, and once again, that's a great idea because it would keep it in the goals of applicants.
Sure. Yeah, they would then go to the applicant
and
say,
yeah,
hey, you know, they really want to see pedestrian amenities. How can you help to do pedestrian amenities? What can we do in this project? And that'll come before us.
Commissioner Gower, I'd like to hear some of the goals, what your vision is for those 2015.
Well, I would really like to see one particular, as we look through the kind of what the agenda, the future items identified during the Planning Commission meetings. Oh, it says 2012, but 2014 Planning Commission. I really like the idea of the downtown area, and I'd like to have a goal of we want to promote a lively and sustainable downtown, much like we did with the Virginia Street. But I think the downtown is critical, that it be an active community, it be lively, and it be clean. I think those are some of the things that we could have. So any project that came before us could say, what are you doing about keeping the outside of your property clean? And that's, if that's what we want to do for downtown, keep it nice and clean, then they'll put it in there and put it in as a condition or so forth. So that's one in particular I'd like to see.
What is a sustainable downtown?
Well, that means that it has all the amenities that it needs, meaning food, shops, grocery stores, those kind of items that you would need if people are living downtown, meaning sustainable. You wouldn't have to have a car, but you can get everything you need.
So is there a pedestrian transit element to that as part of a sustainable downtown?
Sure, sure. Yeah. But, as far as the goal setting, you'd want to make it a really broad goal.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I say lively, sustainable, clean. Those kind of words, then they address them inside the details.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the kind of goal that what we had there in our pedestrian bicycle safety amenities, that kind of fits within that.
Right.
That goal.
Yeah, but it's more narrow as it's downtown. So whereas this bicycle amenities is the whole city wide, right? I mean, I'm talking about a goal for just the downtown area. But obviously, these could overlap.
Right. But it's not necessarily citywide. Do you want to have bicycle and pedestrian amenities instead?
Well, sometimes, you might want to.
Commissioner Wieske, I think you do. And that's why I agree with what Commissioner Reno is saying, and I like the way that he has asked that staff included as a paragraph possibly of the project if it has anything coming forward that the applicant has specifically worked on to meet our goals for 2015. It's nice to know that. It's nice when we have seen it. Because it's not necessarily a finding, but it's nice to know that the developers in the community who we try and work things out for, in turn, respect us enough to try and add back some of our goals into their upcoming projects. As far as bicycle and pedestrian amenities out in the Stead area, it's as vital to me as it is in downtown Reno or midtown or in the south of town. And the reason is because there are bicycles and there are pedestrians of all ages instead, downtown, midtown, south of town, the east side, everywhere, okay? And we gotta, one of the things that we're trying to do is, especially in areas with higher densities, to meet some of our other goals or TUT corridor requirements or whatever it might be, we still have to make sure that it's safe for the general public. That's part of what our charge is also, to a certain degree. I mean, we don't want to see sidewalks and gone away and putting people out on the street in a bicycle path or on the curb walking because we want higher densities and we're going to move the building face out to the back of curb. That's ludicrous, right? So, yeah, to some degree. Now, maybe it's not 5 or 6 foot wide sidewalks as we have seen develop in midtown or downtown areas or or the 4th Street corridor, where that, you know, is part of the goal. But those are areas where we're looking for a higher pedestrian traffic count than, say, other areas. Does that make...
It does. Hey, Commissioner Gower, I agree with that. I think it's the look of how it's... The look of it on the ground is going to be different. Promoting pedestrian and bicycle safety amenities in downtown Reno is going to look different in implementation than it is in the industrial area in the North Valley. Mm-hmm. And it's... We can have that umbrella statement, but maybe there are some sub-pieces that might help us, might help staff get to that implementation level.
Commissioner Wieske, if you think to what we have just approved in the last 60 days for large lot development, industrial or commercial, that it should be an attractant to the people who live out there to maybe walk or ride to those businesses instead of coming all the way across town if they can work and live in their same neighborhood. So, you know, that even supports that segment of safety even more so. And, you know, I had two goals that one of them was in pedestrian bike safety amenities, and that is to have a couple of more workshops in 2015 with RTC about any roadways they're looking at re-striping or reconfiguring or new roadways that they see coming forward that are needing major widenings. In the North Valleys, there's a couple that are going to require going from two-lane, no sidewalks, no curbs and gutters at some point in the near future. They're going to need to be widened to support the business and the traffic that's out there. Okay, well, maybe we should start talking to RTC about that in the future, even though it's not on their screen for 5 years from now. The second thing I had under preparedness is timeliness of last-minute changes and information brought forward by applicants. We had a great discussion on that, including our legal staff from the City of Reno helped with that discussion in January. It was great for those of us seven commissioners who stayed till the very end of our meeting that night and discussed it, but there was nobody left in the audience, the people that we want to get this information out to. So my 2015 goal is to maybe have this same discussion, but at the beginning of an agenda in the upcoming months, so that the planners and the applicants who are regulars before us see what we're looking for and what our direction is in the future and how we can all work together more efficiently. And so, you know, that's a goal I would like to propose for 2015. Those are the only two goals that I have to offer other than what we've already got.
If I can just add on to that, Claudia Hansen, planning manager, that kind of actually goes very well with Fred and I just began a series of meetings with the planning consultant community of Reno. First one today, we'll be having them quarterly, of how to better bring forward applications, how to better present them, how to work better with the city in all aspects. So that would work very well with what we're working on.
Commissioner Wieske, and again, if we... Mr. Chairman, if you were to put that on a future agenda, or I bring it up later tonight in our regular meeting as a future agenda item, it only has to be a 5 minute or less at the beginning before we have our public hearings, a presentation by staff, just to reach out to that one or two developers or planners that might be there at that meeting that only attend one or two meetings a night. And they may not show up very often, but, you know, we got great information, especially from legal in that meeting, about how to deal with it. And we should have a reasonable information go out to the community that Planning Commission might continue a project because we've had a bunch of information dumped in our lap, and we don't have time to review it tonight. It's been dumped in our lap, and we'll put you on the next agenda. Because we want, it's important enough for us to review it before we make a decision.
Nathan Gilbert, in the interest of time, while we get these out, could we maybe try to massage the language? So what I heard there, Commissioner Wieske, was some sort of addition to the preparedness goal, to the effect of to take steps to ensure timeliness of materials submitted to the Planning Commission?
Yes. And it also falls under a communication goal, that we communicate that back to the general public. So it kind of falls under two separate goals that we have had in the past.
Yeah, Commissioner Olivas, that's, as we're talking, I was just going to say expanding communication is really what you're saying. I think preparedness, but I also kind of went through and grouped these a little bit, and kind of grouped communication and preparedness almost as kind of the environmental or the, in which we operate. And that might not be the right terminology, but they're a little bit kind of grouped together is kind of what's our working process a little bit. And then another big group I had was kind of what's our big targets, and that might, again, may not be the right way to put it, but we've got infill incentives and strategies, and we've got residential adjacency, and those things I think are beyond, they're a different group altogether of goals. They're not communication or preparedness, but they're more of kind of what are kind of a little more specific, bigger targets that we have out there. And then kind of the third major grouping I had, and I don't know if this is what we want exactly, but just a way to group them to get them under the umbrella would be some sort of a lot of the things that we deal with has to do with stakeholder rights and responsibilities, or property rights and responsibilities. And I think like the environmental friendly design incentives and strategy, I mean, that's, people got property rights, and we're constantly balancing that with what they're bringing before us for other objectives. I think kind of pedestrian, bicycle safety amenities, or just amenities, kind of fall under a little bit more of a specific, something like a stakeholder or property right type of an area. And then on-premises signs and lighting, I think, falls in there too.
So. Commissioner Woosley, thank you. Commissioner, that's a good point. Quick question for staff. Can we move forward or approve the goals that we see tonight and then add additional ones through workshops later, or would it be better to hold off on putting these goals forward until we get all of it one time?
Nathan Gilbert, because of the lack of quorum at the last scheduled workshop, we are on a deadline. These goals are incorporated into the annual report, which you'll be approving this evening at 6 o'clock, to forward to the City Council, and that is short of holding a special meeting in the very near future. That's the timeline that's required to get this to regional planning on time.
With that, though, you could work out the goals. We will prepare the specific wording for the report to City Council, and we can bring it back on a later workshop to enhance them, to bring in more detail and an action plan and break them down into objectives, or however you want to address it. We can do that at a future time. We do ask that the goals, the first,
and perhaps that's a goal to be included tonight.
That could be a goal
to enhance Planning Commission's goals in certain respects. That could be a goal for the year.
And if I could add on, I was trying to tie a few things together on the preparedness that you discussed on reaching out to the community for timeliness on application and last minute submittals. And then you were also, Commissioner Gower, bringing up, getting a grasp of things such as the flood pool and traffic and sewer and other things to get a good grasp of that. There's, you could also expand the preparedness onto yourselves, to prepare yourselves more. So to obtain more training, to expand your knowledge and education of the community and general planning principles and guidelines, and you can put in additional training as one of your goals under preparedness, to not only prepare the community, but to prepare yourselves as well, to be better prepared for the applications that come before you, and put in additional training, and we can work with that through our department goals and budget process.
Commissioner Taylor, that's, I wanted to really see something like that, whether we do education or training, because we were going to have the education folks come before us and do a workshop and kind of educate us on things. And I know some things happened, but wherever we put that, I think that would be really good to have other agencies or departments come and do workshops or 5-minute presentation or something, but also to reach for us to reach out to our resources too, to make sure we're understanding what we're voting on. So thank you.
Commissioner Weasley, we have about 7 minutes until 6 o'clock. So at this point, we should probably start stating what we want in our 2015. I think we've already gone over some of them. Nathan, I know in the past we've kind of just rattled down the list saying stay, not stay, and, you know, type of deal. I guess we could do that pretty quickly, knowing that we already have some additions on some of them.
Mm-hmm. Get start on communication.
Was there any changes to that?
I guess it depends besides where you want to put it, Commissioner Olivas, but the expanding that to with the stakeholders. I know that the one item that brought it up was the kind of them being prepared or last minute changes, but I think that's a broader goal than just that specific issue.
Commissioner Wieske, I don't, it really, I believe the recommendation I made and that Commissioner Olivas is referring to and expanded on falls both under preparedness and communication, and with Claudia's response to staff already reaching out and doing quarterlies with some of the stakeholders, it's kind of an answer to the question before the question was even asked or the goal was even set. So, you know, that's, whether it goes under preparedness or communication, I don't think is that important. I mean, it fits in both places.
Commissioner Taylor, I think it's on page 4 under item number 2, the first thing is what we were talking about. You might be able to, from a previous meeting, take the language and move it wherever we decide. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that okay. Was, Commissioner Wieske, that was the response to what we were talking about. Yeah. Now it's even going one step beyond that.
Okay.
So, Commissioner Wieske, I think communication should stay on there. maybe some of you haven't heard, but NABs were approved by City Council a week and a half ago, and that hasn't been brought up tonight. That's something that's been under communication in the past, and that is that each planning commissioner would try and attend one NAB meeting in their ward during the year. Just if nothing else, to stop in and introduce themselves to the NAB. It'll be something to develop in the near future. Maybe 2015 is a little early for it, but maybe not. It's up to you guys whether it becomes a goal in 2015 or not.
Commissioner Wieske, I think as they get initiated again and get back up, I think it's a great time to go back and
okay, so let's
introduce ourselves.
Commissioner Wieske, let's add that to a goal for communication that each commissioner attend one NAB meeting per year.
At least one NAB?
At least one NAB meeting per year. Where they're agendized for open discussion back and forth with the NAB members. Sometimes we're not agendized and we've stood up under public comment and not been able to have communication back and forth, so.
So, Nathan Gilbert, perhaps we just enhance the last sentence there, which says, under communication, research ways to enhance neighborhood outreach for reviewing development applications before planning commission hearings, and promote each, I'm struggling here, and promote and strive for each commissioner.
And strive for each commissioner. Wise to strive for each commissioner to attend.
To attend
one meeting.
One NAB meeting per year for open discussion.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Nathan Gilbert, and were we including timeliness of materials submitted to Planning Commission to take steps? Was that in communication or in preparedness?
Commissioner Wieske, I would recommend that we leave that to staff to put it under the heading of whichever you prefer.
I would suggest, Nathan Gilbert, I would suggest preparedness.
Fine.
And then did you want to add into preparedness a training element?
Yes.
Planning Commission?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we can word that broadly enough so it's formal trainings, presentations, informational items will word it broadly enough that it includes all of it.
Hey, Commissioner Wisely, at any time we can come back for a future agenda item to discuss something in more detail.
Oh, of course.
Or a workshop or whatever is necessary.
Okay, Nathan Gilbert, the next item was environmentally friendly design incentives and strategies.
Commissioner Wieske, I think we leave it as is and continue on. No changes to it.
Agreed.
Don't drop it.
Agreed. All agree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Nathan Gilbert, next item is infill incentives and strategies.
Well, this is where I would say something to the downtown effect. Maybe promote, just put at the end of there, promote active, sustainable, clean, and lively downtown.
Good.
So, you know, that, as we, and then I'd also say under the communication and preparedness, I don't know where this will lie, that we get some kind of feedback from staff as far as our goals, where they're at. You know, like, inside as an analysis of the goals, and if the project meets some of the goals, and but that'll be under communication or preparedness, one of the two.
That was under communication?
Well, I don't know. You put it under preparedness. It's part of the staff. I'd just like to see in the staff reports how we're addressing some of the goals.
Okay. Nathan Gilbert, Commissioner Reno, I had what you said. It said reflect Planning Commission goals and staff report analysis. And if I could suggest, and on project applications.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. I would almost suggest a separate paragraph. You have your general analysis, but maybe a goal analysis too. Something to where we can really break them up.
Nathan Gilbert, was this under preparedness?
I think we're talking about communication. Sorry, going back.
I just sent our messenger downstairs to
perfect
to go let everybody know it's going to be a few minutes.
Can you explain the, we set a goal about setting or refining our goals?
On future workshops?
On future workshops,
yeah. So we're kind of, what you're doing is discussing where you want to be headed in the next year. We do have a timeline for the annual report. And so we're not asking that you figure out every little detail of them tonight, but just kind of where you want the direction to go, the items that have been coming up. The downtown, the preparedness on, or timeliness on submittals, things like that have been items that have been coming up over the last year. So I think that we weren't surprised by anything. These are comments that have come up during the year, so I think these are right on target with the discussions that have happened over the last year. Like I said, this isn't the time to get into the nitty-gritty of this is what we're going to do, this is the trainings we're going to go to, this is the deadline on where you submit things. This is, you know, we're not looking for that level of detail tonight, but just what you want to accomplish. And then in maybe in April or May, we'll come back with another workshop when we have maybe a lighter caseload some night, hopefully. We can agendize it to get into more detail, or maybe one goal each meeting at the beginning or end, and to dive into it a little bit more in depth.
It does. Okay. I'm just thinking, I think, for me, again, this is me, I think all the pieces are here. It's the arrangement of the pieces that I'm struggling with. And for me, it would be really helpful to use a whiteboard and start puzzling those pieces together a little bit. Just, I mean, maybe they're in the right order, maybe it's just me, but I'm having a hard time visualizing it.
And I think we can accomplish that in an additional workshop. We can get into more of the nuts and bolts and look at all of our goals and how they interact and whether it's in communication or preparedness or whatever, we get into that level of detail for the moment when we can focus it right on that, on those topics.
That's where I was going, Commissioner Olivas, with the groupings a little bit, because we jumped back and forth from preparedness to communication, and they got so much overlap. I mean, just even visualizing it and grouping them together, and I think that would be a step towards that.
Nathan Gilbert, then, to follow up, infill incentives and strategies, adding language that promotes a sustainable downtown, an active, sustainable, lively, and clean downtown. Then next item, pedestrian bicycle safety amenities.
Commissioner Loosley.
Go ahead. Oh, Commissioner Taylor, I thought we talked about maybe getting rid of the amenities part of that and making it just striking the amenities.
Commissioner Loosley, I'd actually like to include, I mean, right now, even in the verbiage below, it doesn't say anything about pathways, even though that can be assumed in the wording that's in there. I would like this to be more in the forefront of not only having amenities such as bike racks and locks or cages, but I mean, just actual pathways, safe travel for bikes.
Commissioner Wyski, can't an amenity be a bike path?
It can.
So we're not being specific whether it's the amenity is a bike rack or a bike path.
Commissioner, I'm not saying change amenities. I'm saying adding wording to the verbiage below. I was saying leave.
Identify mechanisms and strategies to provide pedestrian bicycle safety amenities and pathways throughout the city.
Sounds great to me. Anybody else?
Under this, Commissioner Wyski, under this, I also asked that we could have some additional meetings with RTC as a goal for this year regarding all those items. Noted. Thank you.
Nathan Gilbert, preparedness. We will flesh out language on Planning Commission training and additional goal-setting workshops, in addition to adding language that would ensure timeliness of material submitted to the Planning Commission for communication goals.
Interesting. Hey, guys, here.
Covers.
Sounds good.
Nathan Gilbert, next item, on-premise signs and lighting.
Commissioner Wyski, I don't think we have any change because staff is going through a revision, so let's just wait and see what comes out in the revision to the ordinance later in the year, and we can then attack what's left or there.
Commissioner Gower, one thing to add on that one, I'm sure staff is on top of this, but just as part of that consideration of context-sensitive signage, so geographically based sign regulations, consideration of that approach.
Can you elaborate on that? I'm not following.
So your regulations would be based on the context of the site.
Oh, okay.
In an urban area, you would have, in a downtown area, you would have different regulations than you would in an area on the south end of town.
Correct.
That may be less
yes.
developed.
Yes, and we have that going forward in the draft already.
Okay.
Yeah. Greg commented on that, on how lengthy that makes the ordinance, but we're looking at that.
And Commissioner Olivas, I'd ask you to look, as you do all that, to ensure a lot of things, but the one example of the bar that, since they put their letters on the outside versus the inside, and it was functionally really no different. I mean, what is a real sign versus not a sign, and what qualifies? And
we're on it.
Mr. Salter and I have had these discussions, so I think we're right on target there.
All right.
Nathan Gilbert, next item, food policy.
Commissioner Woosley, even though there's been some items initiated by City Council, do we want to go ahead and still leave that on there for future growth and keep that on as a goal for us?
It is being discussed and considered through the master plan update process, so I would recommend you keep it on there.
Nathan Gilbert, last item, residential adjacency.
We have a
Commissioner Woosley, I believe we have a question from one of our audience members.
Question?
I'm sorry, they answered it.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Thank you.
I was going to say, we have public comment. All right.
Just on this item, Commissioner Reno, 24-hour operations in pawn shops, I don't know if we need to still address the pawn shop issue. I mean, has that kind of been resolved?
Address it as far as Commissioner Olivas, kind of the perception when those regulations were in place versus the industry now, is that what you're getting at? Or?
Well, I mean, I think we put this on there because there was a couple of projects about pawn shops and being next to homes and so forth, and nothing really, I guess, came up. It really didn't. I actually wonder why pawn shops are now. I would just say residential adjacency and 24-hour operations. So whether it be a pawn shop or tonight we have a, you know, the coroner's office. So some of the residential adjacency for 24 hours.
And that's it?
Just 24 hours.
I agree with that.
But Nathan Gilbert, that verbiage currently is EG, so for example.
Okay.
So just giving of the topics and the triggers that code currently triggers residential adjacency standards or planning commission review for those impacts.
Well, then yeah, we could probably just leave that, but it seems a little odd being there, but yeah, I understand. As an example.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
Commissioner Weinsky, I make a motion that we modify our goals as we've just reviewed them and allow Nathan to go upstairs and start typing. He has to bring them back downstairs shortly.
Commissioner Olivas, a second.
All right, we have a first and a second.
Commissioner Olivas.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Is it a pass? 6-0. All right, thank you very much, Nathan, and Bobby, and everybody else. All right, next is public comment. Do we have any public requests to speak forms? Michelle?
No, we don't.
Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Motion adjourned?
So moved. Commissioner Weisky.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.